Well, now joining me on the show is Michael Galatka. He's president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. And Michael, thank you much for joining me on the show.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to have you on because, you know, we've gone through these recent rounds of property tax increases, fee increases. There's still more that are being discussed every day here in Chicago. And yet Chicago kind of remains this island of no gaming activity. And your organization represents the video gaming operators in the state. And I understand that there was a recent report conducted by the state that looks at what the prospect of bringing gaming into Chicago could mean as far as revenue.
Yeah, the numbers that could be generated by video gaming just in the city of Chicago are pretty sizable and would help the city and the state kind of address some of the issues, at least, that the city faces. We think that the city of Chicago would generate about at least $50 million in new revenue for their coffers alone in video gaming tax, and the state would see another $200+ million. So, you know, that's annual. So it's an ongoing constant revenue stream that can be used towards, you know, preventing the types of taxes that we're seeing now, or just, you know, helping shore up some other things.
Well, how successful has video gambling been, you know, statewide where it does exist?
I think our intent from the beginning is always to have video gaming make an economic difference for all of the people that are involved, whether that means the state, which is by the end of this year, will have generated over $900 million in new revenue. Local municipalities right now are generating over $50 million in new revenue from video gaming. And on top of that, probably the story that's not really discussed the most, but that I like to really point out because it's hard to really to see, is over $1.5 million of new revenue to over 5,000, almost 6,000 small businesses throughout the state. And that's in over 1,000 municipalities throughout the state.
And, you know, I know, well, why don't we have it in Chicago? What's the issue?
I think it seems as though at this point that the mayor is really trying to push for the downtown casino. And I think he doesn't really want to see video gaming as an option. He wants to see the casino as an option. We personally think that you could use both, and that we would kind of agree that a casino in the city of Chicago would be a great attraction for conventions. It would be a great attraction for tourism. It would do what the state needs, which is bring in money that's from outside of the state. And repatriate some of the Chicago money that goes to Indiana and the casinos outside of the state. But we also think that the neighborhoods and the small businesses throughout the Chicago area, the hospitality businesses, also should be able to generate some gaming revenue. And we don't think that it would really affect truly the casino's value.
That both could coexist because they're playing to different audiences?
Sure, they do in other cities in the state. They coexist. I think Chicago the reason for a casino is to bring in that outside money, to bring in the tourists, to bring in the conventioneer. And frankly, a Chicago casino would likely have real high limits at its tables and that kind of thing. And I don't know that that's going to attract huge local players. I think that you can have that world-class casino downtown and at the same time allow local businesses to be able to provide that option too with video gaming terminals. And I think it's a good mix. I think it's a mix that really helps you know, small businesses in the neighborhoods and that have been, you know, hurt over the last decade with increase in taxes. Even the increase in the minimum wage is a real blow to small hospitality businesses in the city.
We're speaking with Michael Galacta, president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Makes you want to put on your running shoes on this Chicago Marathon Sunday morning. I'm Rick Pearson. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. Joining me on the program is Michael Galacta. He's president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association. We're talking about the potential impact that video gaming could have on revenues for the city of Chicago. And I guess, I mean, Mike, has anybody, you know, gone to the mayor, gone to City Hall, gone to Alderman and say, you know, This could help ease some of the revenue crunch?
We've spoken to a lot of people at a lot of different levels. The reality is on a lot of occasions, we have aldermen come up to members of our industry and say, you know, when are we going to get video gaming in Chicago? And, you know, the reality is with the political situation is that until the fifth floor is happy and kind of open to the concept, it's hard to get enough aldermen, you know, to really push it forward.
Sure, it has to be dictated by the top down, and of course the mayor is set on having a casino. But even with that, you know, looking at Springfield, even any type of casino expansion gets into all the various hoops of the existing casinos and the horse racing industry, those kinds of things.
Right. As you know, the gaming expansion bill has been talked about for years, maybe a decade, and there's always so many different interests throughout the state, whether it's Chicago interests or downstate interests, and that it's kind of something that it's hard to balance. And when one side gets out of whack, you know, Chicago decides they want a casino. And even though it probably makes sense, if Chicago got a casino, there's legislators from down south or the horse tracks or even video gaming, if it came down to it, that would, you know, say, well, what do we get out of it? Or where's ours? Why don't we get one? Why is Chicago going to get one? So that's why video gaming, we feel, is something that could be up and running within the year and could be generating money. And every year that the city doesn't have it, it's missing out on revenue revenue that it could have. And the Chicago casino is, you know, I guess other people have a better sense of where it's at, but my understanding is that it's not necessarily any closer today than it was, you know, when the mayor got into office, you know, several years ago.
Well, and let's face it, look what it took to get video gaming legalized in the state. Took several years.
It took probably 20 years of the idea being in Springfield, and then even once it was passed, it took, you know, 2 or 3 years to even come to fruition. And here we are 4 years out, and we're kind of just getting rolling full speed. But because the rest of the state has, if the city of Chicago came online, the Illinois Gaming Board would kind of have a singular focus as to Chicago location. So I think that Chicago could come up a lot quicker than the rest of the state.
Well, and also, too, with revenues from state revenues being dedicated to a capital program, that made a big difference as well.
Sure. There's billions of dollars of funds from that capital, the capital projects that have gone to the city. The reality is that video gaming, as successful as it has been, has fallen slightly short of what the expectations were, because there was an expectation that the city of Chicago, which accounts for over 20% of the population, and some of the other larger suburbs would all be in, would be on. The reality is we've kind of gotten almost there without it, but the capital, the expected revenue from for capital projects is actually slightly short of what was expected, which, you know, to the extent that it puts those projects that would be coming in the next couple of years in jeopardy, I mean, I think there's a benefit there, you know. But if you even put that aside and just look at new monies that the city's wanting the state to kind of contribute to, whether it's the school issues, the pensions, I think video gaming and an additional couple hundred million dollars for the state would, I guess, give the state a little bit more flexibility to have those conversations with the city.
Now, I understand there's, in addition to Chicago, there's, in total, there's about 150 communities that prohibit video gaming. But are you seeing some of these communities looking at, hey, seeing what the neighbor's getting by legalizing it? Are you seeing communities reconsidering that at all?
Sure. I mean, that's where a lot of our growth has been, a lot of where the number growth has been. There's been growth on a kind of per unit basis, but also every year we have more and more municipalities that in the beginning didn't understand it. They didn't like the rules. They didn't know what the rules were. They thought it was going to be the downfall of their town. And they're looking out there and they're realizing that there's been there's been negligible effects to anything. There's been no real noticeable negative effects. Every town that I've been to that has looked into opting into video gaming has always had their police chief go and ask neighboring towns or other towns that have done it. And I've never heard a police chief come back with anything other than there's no noticeable effect of video gaming on crime and that. So I think that, in addition to the added benefit of the revenue to that town and the added kind of competitive kind of equalization to the small businesses, the small bars and restaurants in their town, that maybe the neighboring town has it, but they don't. So how do I compete with those customers who want to spend their 20, 30 bucks when they show up at the bar on a video gaming terminal? So we're seeing growth, and I think as the budget gets further and further along, we're going to see that revenue become more and more important.
I do note there are some communities that are, you know, imposing local, more stringent rules, like, you know, requiring a percentage of food and beverage sales, I think is something that Springfield is looking at. And I understand Carbondale, too, is placing a cap on the number of video terminals that are allowed to operate.
Yeah, and in general, I would argue that our industry is happy with that. I don't think we want to force ourselves into municipalities that we want them to be happy with the video gaming terminal. And to the extent that the video gaming has grown, it has been under the more or less the complete control of each local municipality, because you can't have video gaming without a liquor license. So a town can control its growth by how it releases its liquor licenses. And if a town says, okay, we want video gaming for our local businesses, but we only want it if, like you said, 50% of the business's revenue comes from food, and not, you know, preventing kind of a main video gaming focus for a business, we're okay with that, because the town has decided that they will allow it, but under these circumstances. And as long as, you know, that they're able to choose, that we think that that's the power of what video gaming has provided, the local municipality to be able to choose how it grows.
Well, we'll keep looking. This as a potential option in the city of Chicago. Michael Galacta, president of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association, thank you very much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good Sunday.
We'll be back with more right after this.